Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and praise the Lord. Welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. We're coming from Psalms 63 through 65 today from the New King James Version of the Word of God. And as always, it is a pleasure to have you with me. God bless you. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we humbly come into your presence, Lord God, thanking and praising you, Lord, for your mercy and for your kindness, for your love toward us. Lord, we thank you for keeping us, for watching over us. We thank you, Lord God, for the healings that you have wrought, that you formed in the atmosphere, even those that haven't reached us yet. We praise you, Lord, that you hear us when we pray. Oh, Lord God, asking that, Lord, that you purge us today. Lord, if every sin of commission and omission, everything that's not like you, everything that stinks in your nostrils, Lord God, we ask that you move in the midst of us, Lord God, and purge us from those things and help us to see in a better light, Lord God, to go forward according to your standard. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I bless your name. Even right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for your mercy and for your love and for your kindness toward us. Oh, God, open up your word before us today. Help us to see what your word has to say. Help us to understand, Lord God. Help us to gain knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. We want them all, but most of all, understanding. Lord God, please, Lord. Oh, Lord, send forth revelations on today that we might see and understand and walk thereby according to your word. We want to walk according to your word, not in the ways that the world is walking away from you, but we want to walk in your word and toward you. Lord, you said that if we draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh unto us. So here we are, Lord, in your presence, asking, Lord God, that you work a work in each and every one of us, asking, Lord God, that you allow us to be spotlighted in your presence today so that you see us in an even greater capacity, if that's possible. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move, Lord, every obstacle and destroy every yoke, Lord God. We are desperately seeking your face, Lord, that we might be on time and on purpose, Lord God, the purpose that you set us in the earth to do, Lord. We want to be about that. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory, oh God, and we give you praise. We give you honor right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, I'm reading again from Psalm 63 through 65. Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. For the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. Hear my voice, O God, in my meditation. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, who will see them? They devise iniquities. We have perfected a shrewd scheme, but the inward thought and the heart of man are deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow, suddenly they shall be wounded. So he will make them stumble over their own tongue. All who see them shall flee away. All men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, and they shall wisely consider his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Praise is awaiting you, O God, in Zion, and to you the vow shall be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, you will provide atonement for them. Blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple, by awesome deeds in righteousness you will answer us, O God of our salvation. You who are confident of all the ends of the earth and of the far off seas, who established the mountains by his strength, being clothed with power. You who still the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. They also who dwell in the farthest parts are afraid of your signs. You make the outgoings of the morning and evening rejoice. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows. You make it soft with showers. Crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. They drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing glory to God. I have read and you have heard from Psalm 63 through 65 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. I hope that you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the word. Amen.